KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with areas of drizzle this morning. A high today around 59, winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We have seen just a trace of rainfall early this morning in the form of some drizzle that fell between 4 and 6 a.m. here at the KJAN studios. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Thursday announced the first case of West Nile virus infection reported in 2021. Is in an older adult, someone 61 to 80 years of age, and from Montgomery County. The case was confirmed through a test at the state hygienic lab. Humans get infected with West Nile virus through a mosquito bite, and being outside means there's a risk for West Nile virus infection. But we have easily accessible preventative tools like insect repellent that can help keep Iowans safe from mosquito bites, which lowers the risk of West Nile infection. That's according to IDPH medical director and state epidemiologist Dr. Caitlin Padotti. With Memorial Day and summer activities on the horizon, the IDPH reminds all Iowans to take the following steps to reduce the risk of exposure to the West Nile virus. Use an insect repellent with DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, or IR3535. If possible, avoid outdoor activities between dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are the most active. Wear long-sleeved shirts, pants, shoes, and socks outdoors whenever possible. Eliminate any standing water around the home because that's where mosquitoes lay their eggs. You should empty water from buckets, cans, pool covers, and pet water dishes and change the water in bird baths every 3 to 4 days. In 2020, there were 3 Iowans diagnosed with West Nile virus. None of them died. The Cass County Health Foundation recently awarded the Louie and Elsie Hansen scholarships. The recipients are Mackenzie Waters, Jennifer Steffens, and Genevieve Martinez. The Louie and Elsie Hansen Scholarship was established through the generosity and careful planning of the 2 lifelong Cass County residents. The Hansons believed in higher education, in fact, so much so that over 70% of their estate was bequeathed for that purpose, including a gift to the Cass Health Foundation. Under the supervision and guidance of the Cass Health Foundation, scholarship opportunities are provided yearly. As per the Hansons' wishes, scholarship candidates must have graduated from a Cass County high school and be enrolled in and accepted to an accredited nursing or medical doctor school, pursuing a degree as an LPN, RN, BSN, or MD. Cass Health CFO Abby Stengel said Thursday there's a great deal happening at the Cass County or Cass Health these days, due in part to the ongoing construction all around and within the facility. Stengel says we're really in the thick of our projects right now, and we know that's causing some temporary disruption. She asked for everyone's patience with the noise and changes as we continue through this process. Stengel says it is short-term pain for long-term gain. Some of the key projects going on now include atrium renovations, the Atlantic Medical Center remodel, and preparations to move the main entrance to the south side of the building, while they're revamping the main drive on the north side beginning in late June. Stengel said the current atrium staircase has been partially removed to allow for the construction of the new staircase. Patients and visitors will immediately notice black tarping in the space. Access to the second floor is still available via the stairs and an elevator. And along the atrium hallway, patients and visitors will also notice that the specialty clinic waiting room is now open and the doorway into the laboratory has been widened to better accommodate wheelchair access. Construction on the expanded medical center is happening in 2 phases, according to Stengel. The north half is currently under construction and will open in late July. The south half will begin construction once the north half is operational. Current patients at the Atlantic Medical Center are seen in suites B and E and may face some disruptions due to noise of roof construction. Cass Health Chief Clinic Administrator Tammy Byerline said besides seeing people at our main campus, patients can also take advantage of telehealth appointments or schedule appointments at one of our satellite locations if they are concerned about the level of noise or any mobility issues. Byerline says we also offer walk-in care at AMC Rapid Care, which is a great alternative for minor health issues. And beginning June 23rd, the main entrance and driveway leading up to it will be closed for approximately 3 months so crews can remove and replace the concrete that leads up to the building. During that phase of construction, the temporary main entrance will move to the south side of the building where all patients and visitors will enter through the emergency department. Patient and visitor parking will also be available in lots B and C at CCMH during that time. Produce in the Park is working to make fresh local produce available for people in the area, regardless of income. The Thursday evening farmers market is now accepting Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, payments. as well as Double Up Food Bucks. Now, SNAP provides food benefits to needy families. Double Up Food Bucks is a related program to encourage the consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables. For every SNAP dollar a customer spends on fresh fruits and vegetables, they receive another dollar in Double Up Food Bucks to spend on fresh produce, up to $10 per day. Fairway and Atlantic has been distributing and accepting Double Up Food Bucks since the summer of 2020. And Assistant Manager Mitch Milius said the program is going well. He says Double Up Food Bucks is a great opportunity for the community. Cass County residents looking for information on SNAP and other food assistance programs available in the county can contact West Central Community Action here in Atlantic at 712-243-5421. Produce in the Park is a community-oriented farmer's market that will be held every Thursday evening from 4:30 to 6:30, beginning with the opening day on June the 3rd and continuing through September in the Atlantic City Park. You can read more about that in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.